This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Yeah, let's talk about his feelings on the internet, because that's been, like I said, one of his biggest hills that he seems to be dying on right now. Of, you know, the dangers. Let's get legislation in place stopping people from being able to family vlog or have specific rules on it. And I think there should be some sort of oversight to a certain extent, but there should be oversight on a lot of things. Yeah. And then when does that overstep? This seems just more common sensey to me, because there's thousands of people out there who blog personally or vlog or you know, put their family out there. And, you know, a majority of them don't have this problem. A majority of them didn't turn into a cult. They didn't start abusing their children, and they didn't start doing horrible, horrible things. This seemed to be kind of more of a one-off. I mean, certainly there has been others out there, but it's not the common. And just by sheer numbers, you're going to have some that are off. So the fact that he's going down this road of, oh, it's so dangerous doing this, I don't think that's the danger. I think the danger is more so your just, no restrictive belief system that you're ready to go down whatever road your church tells you to with whoever and your wife, and not standing up when you're seeing that your kids are being abused and just being completely blind to reality. I say take the internet, Ruby's eight passengers out of this whole equation. And your main problem is still there.
Exactly.
This would have happened either way, I think, to people of that personality. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, they're really entirely separate issues. A lot of people are exploiting their kids to some degree for attention or money, and that's wrong. And I think people who have a good sense of how to be appropriate parents don't do that. You know, their sense of this is just uncomfortable and wrong is there. But clearly there was more going on. And yes, even without the eight passengers show, they would have been treating the kids the same way. And it wouldn't have had a different outcome, I don't think.
Is this mainly like a coping mechanism, as you were saying earlier, kind of for him to try and slowly take the journey of wrapping his mind around it? We're just jumping all the way to, look, you were just an idiot at the end of the day. It's just too harsh because of the realization of what he did put his children through by not being there. So he has to kind of wade into that pool first.
Yeah, I think so. This is just part of the story. And it's an easy scapegoat, you know, because everybody is talking about this now and saying we shouldn't exploit kids and it isn't good for them. Yeah, duh. But that's the low-hanging fruit here. There was a lot more wrong than just that.
He is now seeking legal custody of his minor children. It's going to be interesting to see how the courts end up settling on that. Is this someone who you would view, where you, if you were asked, you know, by the court to evaluate, you know, does he seem like a guy who's capable of taking care of, you know, all these kids?
Yeah, that would be definitely one to look at closely and to have, you know, more of a psychological evaluation done, to have somebody go out into the home to watch his parenting. Is he really appropriate now? I saw a little bit of a clip from the documentary, and he does appear to have insight, you know, enough that he's being a good parent at this point from the little slice we can see.
Yeah.
But it's definitely one to look at more closely and to have some mental health professionals involved going forward.
Yeah, where maybe it's not an impossibility, but he needs to get his own framework in place firmly before he can say, okay, come on in and I'm open for business of being dad again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of repair work to do with those kids.
Another thing that comes out in the doc, and this is throwing a lot of people for a loop, I still love her, about Ruby Frankie. Also, at the same breath, I want to put it in context, saying, doesn't mean he wants to get back together with her, doesn't mean he would, reconcile, but I still love her. And according to this report here, allegedly, there has not been a filing of divorce as of yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would not surprise me that he still has a very deep attachment to her. And you know what people call love. I don't, the word is so loaded and so confusing, and people mean different things by it. And you can have really deep, deep, strong attachments to people who are not good for you and are not healthy people. And so, you know, just based upon all the things I've seen over the years, I would say it wouldn't surprise me if he did try to get back together with her at some point.
What do you think love means to Kevin Frankie? This is obviously just pure conjecture.
I would guess that to some degree he has an idealized view of her and may still not completely appreciate the cruelty that was involved here. There may be more of a tendency to blame Jody when we know Ruby was very much involved in the abuse. And again, going back to the harsh parenting, the withholding of food, what kind of person does that? And that was going on for a long time. So it's of concern.
It's I mean, and that's to me what is a hard one to wrap my mind around, knowing that this person has abused your own children under the guise of something else, you know, literally brought this quack into their house and believed that it was a great idea for her and his wife to sleep together in the same bed, believed that demons were like possessing the children. And I mean, and there's a whole chapter there where they're talking about paranormal things happening in their house, like cabinets opening and all that stuff. And to keep going, I guess that there, maybe it's not such a hard thing to understand that someone could still love someone when you can easily go down these other roads and have gone down these other roads so willingly. It seems to be a very meldable mind.
Very much. And it comes off extra strange with him because he's clearly not a stupid person.
Yeah.
He's a well-educated man and does well academically and professionally. And so it's not a case of someone who's just so incredibly naive, but it does speak to somebody who has a tendency to believe things that aren't true, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so that, again, moving forward, raising kids, that's a concern. Is he going to be vulnerable to other bizarre belief systems that are harmful?
Well, and let's mix that in, because as far as we know, there's still members of the Mormon Church, and I'm not here to, you know, slam the Mormon Church, though I do a lot. Sorry. But I mean, we're talking, you know, a lot of very magical beliefs here. We're talking about things that were very reminiscent almost of Chad and Lori Daybell. Now, I know the Mormon Church itself does not, you know, believe the kids are demons and all the stuff that Lori Vallow Daybell believed in. That's where you go to breakoffs of the church. And there's all sorts of fundamentalist breakoffs of LDS and all different like off the wall belief systems. And it seems that that's very much where Ruby was going. And so was Jody into some sort of cultish, you know, weird one off, like they teed him up at the church and then let him go. Jumping back into that belief system, or, you know, hopefully not the crazy extreme version, though one could argue that the regular version is qualified for that title. But with this, just going back to the normal version, is that something that is going to help in his healing in terms of, I don't know, community or just doing some actions that are maybe positive? I don't know. Or going back into magical type thinking, is that something that, you know, really should just be completely off the table?
I have concerns about magical thinking, and people, you know, we all tend to go there at times, right? Whether it's prayer, whatever, burning candles. I've got candles burning behind me here. Yeah. You know, it's just soothing. It's calming, right? And so people are always looking for ways to feel better. And you mentioned the word community, to find social support, which is good for them. But nonetheless, we see the dangers here. And when magical thinking is determining how we behave in real life, I prefer to see people grow out of it. You know, I was raised in a very strict religion as a kid. By 18, 19, 20, I was done with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm very removed from the way I was brought up at this point. And I think that's healthier. That may just be my bias, you know, based sure. upon my history. But if I were working with him as a clinician, I would love to see a lot of questioning going on and less blind faith and more of a sense of what is reality here and what is the truth, what was my role in all this, and what do my kids need moving forward.
Yes, and I think that would be great, and I hope that he's able to do that and provide that for his kids going forward. It seems like just a rather dangerous route that he still has to navigate. I would think he would be very vulnerable to another Jody-like character or another Ruby-like character. Mm-hmm. Again, this is just my conjecture. Just seeing how he's still not seemingly quite seeing That's
I agree.
the full picture here. He's not. He's still stuck on that. It's YouTube. YouTube's the devil. YouTube's the bad thing here. And maybe not to the same extent as a Ruby. But you know, privately, there's you don't need to have a million plus followers on YouTube to be a Ruby and to really inflict just as much damage on your children and your family without it. You don't need it. And it probably is far more prevalent in these sort of homes and situations than we're even aware of, because not everybody's doing a blog.
Exactly. That's really what exposed it here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fascinating to watch. I hope he's able to be there for his kids. That's the most important thing. That documentary is out on Hulu as of the 27th of February, 25.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. You just made it through an episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Congrats on surviving the ads. Want to skip them completely next time?
What is that?
Join the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts. Ad-free episodes, exclusive early access, and no interruptions. Just pure crime storytelling. Try it free for 3 days. Don't wait.
Bitchin' stuff. Dude.
Hit subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and get ahead of the mystery.
Know what I'm saying? Come on.